FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Time is running out for prepaid electricity users to update their meters. Eskom's warned that customers who don't recode their devices from key revision number 1 to key revision number 2 before the end of the day could face possible blackouts tomorrow. The SA Local Government Association's Sivuyilo Mbato is urging those who haven't yet done so to upgrade their meters.
Prepaid meters that are not updated will reject any new tokens after the 24 November deadline until the meter is successfully converted. SALGA and municipalities wish to thank customers for their cooperation and urge them to act promptly to avoid service disruptions.
Meanwhile, the Eteguini municipality is warning residents about a flyer circulating on social media that instructs customers to seek assistance from an unrecognized number to update their meters. Officials say the poster is fake and are urging people to rather follow the correct channels for help. And Eskom says it's marked its longest uninterrupted power supply in 5 years. Load shedding has been suspended for over 240 consecutive days this year. The power utility says it's seen an over 16 billion rand year-on-year saving on diesel, leading to a 71% cost reduction. It says it's also led to a boost in energy security. And abroad, around 300 families have fled sectarian violence in Pakistan after fresh clashes killed another 32 people. It comes a few days after gunmen opened fire on two separate convoys of Shia Muslims travelling with police escort in Kurram, killing 43 people. Shia Muslims also attacked several Sunni locations on Friday evening. Sporadic fighting between Sunni and Shia Muslims in the mountainous northwest region has killed around 150 people in the past few months. And finally, Siya Kolisi may be exceptionally good at rugby, but he's admitted that not all sports are up his alley.
We enjoyed being here at the waterfront, enjoying the restaurants, and the people have been amazing. We missed a bit of South Africa, so we went to Nando's, and then we played putt-putt. On the one hole, I went for 8 shots in one hole. So then I realized there that golf is not my sport.
He made the comments ahead of South Africa's thrilling win against Wales last night. The Springboks thrashed them by 45-12 in their final game of the season. On the weather front in KZN, there's cloudy conditions with the possibility of showers in the afternoon. Durban's reaching a high of 29 degrees, Pietermaritzburg, Richards Bay and Ulundi 33, Newcastle 36, Ladysmith 35, Mooi River 31, Kokstad and Underberg 29 and 27 for Margate. In Durban, there's 2 meter swells at sea this morning with sunset at 23 to 7. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.